This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday. It is the 3rd of January, 2014. Are we comfortable yet with saying 2014? I'm not. I'm just sincerely not. At any rate, we're attempting to get a hold of Dr. Jim Garrell. He was on Dave Hodges' program, I think a week or so ago. I found him to be an interesting man. And we'll get him up. He's been doing a slew of radio programs. And when I say a slew, I mean an absolute slew. Now, that's me, Mr. Producer. I've got a loose jack on my mic here. It's noisy as all get out. At any rate, so as soon as we can get him up, we will certainly do that. In the meantime, give you some local news. Oh, by the way, before I forget, how lackadaisical of me. Pledge drive is going on for the network, a year-end pledge drive. We're 3 days into the new year. But we've added a little something for people out there to make that $100 donation. And we're going to give away 25 copper one-ounce coins. And these things are pretty cool. They've got the Francisco de Anaconda round, and you recognize that out of Atlas Shrugged. And also San Jacinto, Texas, 1 ounce rounds as well. These are proof-like coin. I better watch myself. I cannot say coin. Round, 1 ounce copper round. These things are proof-like. Real, real nice-looking rounds. So 25 for a $100 donation, or you can still get your T-shirt and your mug. And I know what you're thinking right now. Well, for $200, I can get 25 of those great-looking rounds, and I can get a T-shirt, and I can get a coffee mug.
Yes, you could.
Call us, folks, 800-724-2719. Operators are standing by. And this is important. We're doing this as a bridge to pay a few bills. We're going to be firing up some stuff here in the first quarter of next year, or of this year, I should say, and funding for the network. Now, I don't know if you all know what's been going on with the radio networks out there and radio in general. You know, years ago, it was said, if you go into radio, don't expect to get rich. And that was, it depends. I've known station owners in big markets knocking down clear profits, good money. And their overhead is not that small either. But they have outreach to the community, they have listenership, and it varies depending on host, depending on age, population, whatever. A lot of different factors roll into that. But networks out there, folks, are not doing well. USA IRN, they've recently declared bankruptcy. And guess what they sell? They sell gold and silver. The owner of IRN USA has a gold and silver business. And they're in bankruptcy. Now, what does that tell you about the gold and silver market out there? And I know how people are, and I just wish that they weren't. But this is the time to buy. There's all kinds of stories out there right now about how China is going to dump their gold and gold's going to get down to $500 an ounce again. These are the people that don't want you straying too far afield. They want you in their game. They want you buying the useless stocks. They want you in paper. They want you exactly where they've got you. And the smarter person out there is looking at this and going, yeah, all the fundamentals are there. You know, even if I bought gold at $1,200 an ounce today, the fair market value on this, folks, making up for inflation, and these aren't imagined numbers, these are real. It should be going for three times that amount, $3,600, without busting a sweat. So if you are used to thinking in terms of investments, okay, it's a great investment. But generally speaking, this is going to be a lifeline and a life preserver for a lot of people. Because I'm here to tell you, this economy is not getting any better. We're in depression-like 1929 to 33 numbers now. And I just heard somebody the other day, forgive me, I forgot who said it, but I don't know what they were smoking. Maybe they didn't get the memo. But they actually said it looks like we might be slipping back into a recession. What? Excuse me? Back into a recession? We never come out of it. We just have never come out of it. And these are depression-like numbers. 23, almost 24% unemployment. At the height of the depression, 1932, 1933, 25% of the people in this country were out of work. And that little banker takedown lasted for about 11 years. This time, there is so much debt attached to all of this. It doesn't take a wizard or the smartest man on earth to figure out where that stuff is going to go. It's going to go right through the roof. China is buying this stuff hand over fist. They're running commercials on state television telling people, buy gold. Buy all you can right now. Now, why do you think they're doing that? Because they hate their people? Because they want to see them take a big loss? China is positioning themselves right now. The yuan will probably be the next world's currency. And here we are, kicking a dead Texas rattlesnake down a road here, dealing with the Federal Reserve. Hallelujah, what stupidity is that? At any rate, When I get back out of break, Mark Levin. Finally, some people are starting to pay attention to what I've been talking about Mark Levin and the whole... This is what's passing for conservatism in this country today, folks. Mark Levin, seriously? Sean Hannity, really? People of this ilk? They're doing everything that they possibly can to keep you in a state of ignorance. They're not talking about anything of any import whatsoever. Invariably, the conversation always goes politics and who's going to run and who said this and how that side hates this side and on with all the worthless dialogue. And these guys are making millions of bucks a year. Go figure. I guess liars figure and figures lie. I don't know. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I would like to give my appreciation to people that have put up with Phyllis Schlafly. How many complaints have you gotten? Too many. Phyllis is part of the old guard, and yeah, it's become a little repetitive, and we're going to juice that up and spice it up. As a matter of fact, starting next week, remember Ben Swan? Well, this next story that I'm going to do is by Mr. Swan. bright guy. He's got a good future. He understands journalism. He understands what the responsibility of reporting, writing, and reporting news. I trust this guy. I do. And we're going to have his vignettes starting next week. So looking forward to that. At any rate, Mark Levin wants to play a Russian roulette with the Constitution. Many are starting to question, and this is by Ben Swan, by the way, the extremely hard push from the many so-called self-proclaimed conservative talk show hosts regarding Mark Levin's push for a constitutional convention. To many of us, it seems that the only time these talk show hosts, Limbaugh, Hannity, etc., join together in this manner is when there's time to bring Americans into another unconstitutional war, or when it's time to persuade Americans that they should support another self-proclaimed conservative candidate that believes the U.S. Constitution is a living document that can be altered without regard to the laws of the Constitution. So why is it that so many are being called on by a self-proclaimed conservative and these leaders to promote a CONCON, also known as an Article 5 Constitutional Convention? As cruel as they are, the leaders are often heard pulling on the heartstrings of Americans by claiming that this is the way to immediately put an end to such things as abortion, American flag burning, unbalanced federal budget. Mark Levin, leader of the push for the CONCON, pulls on the heartstrings of Americans without warning them of the real dangers of a constitutional convention. He does this by telling Americans that the Constitution will only be reasonably amended because we can't trust conservative Republicans to do what's right for us at an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. Well, there is no such thing in Article 5 as a state convention process. Now, according to Washington Times columnist Michael Lofty's column titled Nullification versus Article 5 Constitutional Convention, Why Levin is Wrong, Mark Levin is incorrect, and he says that it authorizes a state convention process. This is because Article 5 only allows states to apply for Congress to call for that convention. In other words, Congress gets to choose the delegates, not the states. Lofty told Ben Swan directly that the idea that a Congress with a 5% approval rating could effectively choose delegates, which would protect our Constitution, is almost laughable. Do me a favor, kill this mic and fire this one up. That is Mike B. Got it?
Okay, good. Oof. Boy, that thing is noisy. Whoa, this thing sounds hollow. Do something with that. At any rate, since Congress is basically controlled by big-pocketed lobbyists, most of us can conclude that it would likely be much worse for Congress to pick the delegates rather than in our states. But for the purpose of blowing another hole in Mark Levin's great idea, let's assume that the states get to pick delegates rather than the Congress. Now, as many of us, we know this, okay, we didn't fall off the turnip wagon here. Yesterday, most states have a majority in both state chambers of so-called conservative Republicans. Mark Levin has convinced Americans that Republicans will basically control the state convention process. Now, although this sounds great to a lot of members of the Republican Party, and there is no great members in the Republican Party, I might add, the vast majority of these Republicans can't be trusted to protect their constitutional liberties, or most states would have proceeded long ago to exercise their constitutional right to nullify the NDAA, Obamacare, federal drug laws, and many, many other things. The majority of the Republican state representatives and senators are Republican in name only, and we know that as RINO, and are not the type of people we can trust at a national meeting where the giant risk would be that our whole Constitution could possibly be replaced or and this is true, folks, it could be replaced or rewritten. Now, back in the 90s, Florida was absolutely aghast that the Patriot community found out that they were pushing for a CONCON back then. They were just absolutely aghast that somebody had leaked the word, and they were well on their way of calling a constitutional convention. And we put a stop to it. This is dangerous. Because when these Congress critters get behind closed doors, they are the elected representatives. I know it's not a government that for the people, by the people, it's doing it to the people. And we're not people anymore. Not to these people. We're chattel. We're pledged against the debt. That's all that we are to them. Now, why Americans should be on high alert? At this time, Mark Levin and the other so-called conservatives leading the ConCon effort have been able to convince far too many Americans into believing that the ConCon is a safe and easy way to solve most of the problems that America has. According to conventionofstates.com, this month, Virginia, South Carolina, and Florida became the first to prefile an application for a convention of the states under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. Notice I said Florida. Here they are again. As Americans, we should not forget our history. Long ago during the last ConCon back in 1787, the leaders of the state of Rhode Island were deeply displeased by the unlawful actions of the representatives that attended the ConCon and therefore hesitated to ratify the new Constitution. According to the rules before 1787 and that ConCon, all the states were supposed to agree to any changes made to the Constitution, but this rule was simply not followed, and so the rule was made at the convention that only 9 states needed to agree on the changes to the Constitution. Now, at the time, the leaders of Rhode Island considered withdrawing from the Union and may have proceeded with doing so had it not been for the fear of facing world tyrants alone. Kind of like what I said down here in Texas. Oh, we need to secede. Yeah, with my back up against Mexico and my front pointed at Washington, D.C. No, thank you. I want my country to survive intact, and I want it under constitutional law. So, will the rules be followed at Mark Levin's ConCon? In the opinion of many, the rules would likely not be followed, but that's not what most are concerned about. The fact of the matter is that entering into a constitutional convention at this time in America's history would basically be like entering a game of Russian roulette with the Constitution itself. The morality of our representatives needs to drastically improve before we could ever put our trust in them at an Article 5 constitutional convention. Now, what should we do about this? Well, right now the best strategy to curing our country's unconstitutional ills is not through a ConCon, but through education, persuasion, and encouragement. Americans need to be better educated on how the U.S. Constitution, as it is currently written, can be enough for us to return to the glory days of living in a booming economy where civil rights, Ben, I'm going to have to correct you on that one, civil rights are protected rather than taken away by our federal government. Overall, there's no easy fix, as Mark Levin wants Americans to believe, and the people need to be very skeptical of his intentions due to the lack of warning of what the dire consequences could actually be if a ConCon were held.
They came and took it all away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Well, at the top of the hour, I told you about radio networks being in trouble out there. Man, does this thing sound hollow.
Jeez.
Can we, can you do something with it? But I have to keep talking, right? So you can get a balance, and there we go. That's a little bit better. There we go. There, ooh, thank you. Thank you. I've told you at the top of the hour that radio networks are in trouble out there. And they are. And the reason they're in trouble, kind of like the government, they've got too much overhead and not enough cash coming in. And we've seen alternative media, and these are people that did a fairly decent job, you know, online, computer stuff. But I watched them go bye-bye. They couldn't even keep that running. This is not an easy thing to do, folks. I just hope that you can appreciate that we're not living high on the hog here. We have skeleton crew here. They know their jobs. We know what a network is supposed to be doing to inform the people. And that's what we do. And I think we do a pretty good job at it. And for years. And I've told this story before, and I'll say it again. When we had our little Sam Kennedy
blow up here at the network several years ago. Richard Villanueva from CNN gave me a call, and he said, look, what's the scoop here? What's the deal with this Kennedy guy? And this was a letter that went out to all 50 governors. Now, notice you never saw the letter posted in any newspapers, never heard it, even read a little bit of it on the evening news, whatever. That's because there was some bombastic stuff in there telling them to give up the de facto and do the de jure or get out of town. Not a bad thing to do, but I just wished I would have had a heads up. You know, every media in this country wanted me on television. They wanted to cook me till I was medium rare. I mean, even Anderson Cooper over at CNN, his producer called me. I didn't want to get on that guy's show. Why? Why would I have to? Don't need to. Oh, well, John, it'd be good for advertising, you know, get more people. No. I'm not going to subject myself to being colored something that I'm not. There's an agenda afoot, and I wasn't going to have any, I didn't take any part in it. All the nationals hit me and said, nope, no thank you. We had reporters here from local TV radio stations beating on our front door. I sent somebody out there and told them to stop doing that. We're not doing interviews. We don't need to do interviews with you. And we've been nipping at their heels for a long, long time. Ben Swan, when I had him on this program, what was that, 8, 9 months ago? I made him a bet. I said, you know, you might be number two in your market right now, but I said, I guarantee you within a year's time, you will be the number one market kicking everybody's butt. I don't think they appreciated Ben Swan, because here was a guy that took his job seriously. You know, he didn't approach anything with an agenda or preconceived notions, prepackaged, predigested for your pre-enjoyment. No, he did white paper news, and he was good at it. And I told him, I said, I'll make a prediction here. 6 months to a year, hey, you're going to be number one. Well, Mr. Swan is struck out on his own, and I wish him all good luck. 2013 ratings. CNN tops MSNBC in total day, but hits a 20-year low in primetime. Jeff Zucker's first year at the helm of CNN produced mixed results for the channel. The good news for CNN comes in a total day where the network edged out MSNBC to come in second for the first time in 2 years. The bad news? CNN was third in primetime, posting its lowest 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time ratings in two decades. The ratings for the 2013 Nielsen Live plus same day data, they call it, primetime, Monday through Sunday, 568,000 total viewers. 183,000 of those are ages 25 to 54. This is a nation of 300 million people, and they could barely garner 500,000 viewers. Total day, Monday through Sunday, not just prime time, but total day, 413,000 total viewers and 131,000 25 to 54 years of age. Now, compared to 2012, CNN was flat in total views, down 2% in that demographic, that 25 to 54. In total day, down at least compared to Fox News and MSNBC. In primetime, the channel was down 16% in total views and 18% in that demographic of the 25 to 54. Now, why is that number important? Think about it. 25. You've pretty much given up on the idea that you're not bulletproof anymore. You're starting to look around at the world and going, well, you know, this ride's almost a third of the way over. Maybe I better do something. And these are the productive years for men. This is when they get married, have jobs, build families. And then after you get past that 54, in America, you were supposed to be able to think about retirement and enjoying life. Yeah, well, keep thinking. Now, with the exception of headline news, all the cable news networks are down compared to 2012, which was a presidential year. Amazing. Despite the network's 20-year low in Monday to Sunday primetime, the weekday prime shows were up compared to 2012. Anderson Cooper 360 is up for the year, 18% in total viewers. But who else do we have over there? Oh, let's see. The major news shows launched on CNN this year were New Day and Crossfire. New Day, debuted in June, had closed the gap with Morning Joe, which is an... I got to tell you something. I would tune that program in religiously, and I'll tell you why. Because it was so unbelievable. Joe Scarsboro, and I don't know who this blonde is on that set, but we had people like Pat Buchanan that once graced their stage. I don't think he does anymore. But it was just an absolute hideous presentation of anything that you would even remotely consider news. More opinion based on opinion than anything else. And just a little talking round table saying pretty much next to nothing. Ditto for Piers Morgan tonight. He was up a whopping 1% in total views and 2% in the demo year over year at that 10 p.m. Eastern time slot, which is 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 West Coast. That time slot doesn't get any better than that. And this dried-up old English fart can't do any better than what he's doing right now. The major news shows launched on CNN earlier this year, being New Day and Crossfire. New Day, which debuted in June, closed that gap with Morning Joe, as I said. Crossfire debuted in September, the 6:30 p.m. Eastern time slot, only up 3%. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is important because people are turning away from the controllers, the manipulators, the liars. I mean, we have aptly demonstrated that we've got straight pipelines from the Oval Office right to their news desk. That they're hand-picked, and they like to use women to use as reporters from the Department of Defense. I guess somehow that brings some kind of legitimacy, I don't know. But again, just a straight pipeline of propaganda. And you heard what happened to the guy that does the Young Turks at MSNBC. He was told not to talk about Fukushima. And they fired him because he wanted to talk about the radiation from Fukushima. Gee whiz. I think that's a pretty important story. But not to MSNBC. They got the call. And the call said, don't upset people. It'll be controlled. It'll be handled. What? What, when California glows at night? And I don't know, what is there a faster way to half-life of nuclear radiation? Something I don't know? This stuff is creeping across the sea. It's killing stuff. There's areas of the ocean that are absolutely dead. And I mean dead. So you get fired when you do stories like that. Well, not here. So, I'm not going to go through all these statistics. There's a crap load of them, and I'm not going to bore you with them. We are starting to eat their lunch. About time. We are the new media in this country, folks. Support what we are doing. There's a lot of work to do and a lot of people to inform. We'll take the top of the hour break. Be back with Jim. Right after this.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead far ahead of.
Thank God for the renegades, the people that started this country, and that blood still runs in our veins, ladies and gentlemen. I've got Dr. Jim Garrell with us this afternoon. He's my age. I just noticed that. He's in New Bedford, Massachusetts, is an American historian and author of a book, Bearing the Cross. That's the wrong David Garrell. Jim Garrell, I'm sorry. Jim?
Hey.
Somebody handed me the wrong piece of paper.
Hey, apparently David's a nice guy, though, that man you were referring to.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's your cover.
Right on.
Yeah, we you're now David Garrell. So.
Right on. I'm just a cutout, yeah.
You, you know, I don't... Have you looked at the web, by the way?
Have you traced any of the stories attributed to you?
No.
You might want to do that after the program. I think your cover's pretty much blown.
Oh, sorry.
No. Hey, it's all right with me. I mean, I've been waiting for many, many years that people were in service to the country, you know, working for various agencies, to come out of that and go, you know what? All is not right in the world. We've got some serious problems. And you have been making some pretty bold statements lately. And you have been, I think, what, on 135, 150 radio programs just recently?
Well, yeah. In the last year, over 700.
700. What makes Dr. Jim Garrow so enticing to all of these people that want to talk to you? What is it? What's going on, Jim?
Well, I guess first, let's go back to January of this year when a friend of mine, a senior officer, retired with a whole lifetime of service to the country, phoned me January 20th. And so we're almost a year since that date. He phoned me and said, Jim, would you do something for me and for America? We need to get this information out. There's this litmus test that's being, a question that's being asked of senior officers, and everyone's upset because, you know, if they answer a particular way that is the right way, they're being passed over for promotion, they're being encouraged to retire, they're getting the shaft based on the fact that they are actually standing firm for the Constitution and we the people. And the obvious answer that gets people a continuance of career or opening doors for aspiration is the one that's the wrong answer. And basically, it's will you bow the knee to the orders given by the president? So the question has particularly to do with will you fire on American civilians if you've been asked to go and confiscate their arms and they refuse? And your senior officers order you to fire, up until including the President of the United States as commander. Will you fire? And, of course, if people are saying, well, no, you know, we can't do that, they're out. And that was the question that I was asked to bring forward back January 20th, and I posted it on my Facebook page on January 21st, and it went viral, and then, of course, we had lots of people wanting to chat. And, of course, they discovered about my work in China, and, you know, one thing led to the other, so they started to realize that I had a vast amount of information available to me. And, of course, I hadn't been outed yet by Mr. Obama, so no one knew that I'd been in covert and clandestine operations for the American government for 45 years.
Well, as I said before, Jim, and I was very, very pleased. I was reading Ben Swan's, or actually I listened to the interview that you did with Ben Swan. Switch that over. Can you switch that over to another? I'm that pot is bad. I'm sorry, Jim. We're having a technical problem here. Can you switch that to another channel? Not to, okay. All right. We'll have to get along with this thing the best we can. I've got something going out on that board. At any rate, sorry about that, Mr. Garrow. You've spent 46 years with an agency. Let's just call it that.
I just went blank on you. Sorry.
I said you've spent 46 years working for an agency in this country, correct?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Now, you've been able to see things from the inside. Now, what you're talking about, firing on American citizens, this goes back to 29 Palms, back in, I think, the 80s or 90s. And I finally met the colonel that did that that questionnaire to 29 Palms soldiers, asking them if they were ordered to do so, would they fire on American citizens? And about 25% of them said yes, that they would. Now, that was back in the 90s. We're in a situation today where the boogeyman is hiding behind every tree. He's in our beds. He's hiding in our closets. It's Al-Qaeda. It's whatever. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the CIA, the creation of Al-Qaeda,
and these were the Mujahideen that were fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. The United States supplied them, equipped them, trained them, and that was Al-Qaeda. Now, all of a sudden, they're the world's biggie man, and we have to take everybody's rights away from us because it's the government's job to keep us all safe.
Yep, I'm hearing you.
No disagreement there? Do 12 and shut that other... Or D, and shut that other mic. You got it off? Okay, let's try this.
Well, that's clearer. I can hear you better already.
Well,
sure you did.
Yeah, well, folks, we're in the middle of a pledge drive, so I think a board is crapping out on us here. So at any rate, I've seen what is going on in this country, Jim, and I see the FEMA plans. I see Homeland Security. I see their fusion centers. I see the melding of the military with the police, and supposedly just to be used for intelligence gathering to share with the local police about threats to the communities or to their geographic area.
And you believe that, of course?
Oh, yeah. You know, the government would never lie to us, would they?
I would hope not, yeah.
Yeah. Well, many people are saying right now, and not just you, many other people are starting to say that. I just had Larry Klayman on that's going after the NSA in a lawsuit on yesterday. And he said, you know what? The gig is up. It's time to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have one problem with this. As I've said throughout the years, the numbers are not great enough. The numbers are not great enough, but we have the best trained and equipped military on the face of this planet. While we're running around with our little AKs and our M16s. Now, this is not going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the United States military. But there are people, Jim, that are working within the military. You know, I talked to you prior to the program today, and I told you that I know people in the agencies. I've met several of them throughout the years. And most of the ones that I met, Jim, were the ones from ATF and FBI, that I'd be out in public someplace and they'd approach me and hand me their card and I'd go, okay, here we go. And they'd look at me and smile and say, I left the agency. One guy came up to me, handed me his card, FBI, and he was only in his early 30s. And I said, and what can I do for you? He says, oh, nothing. He said, I'm not here in an official capacity. I quit. I was taken in by a couple of mossbacks down in Langley. And or Quantico, and quite frankly, they told me enough that I realized that I did not want to be in the FBI as a career. I wanted to get out because I saw what they were doing. And many people have done this. There's been purges, Jim, that have been going on over the years, but this one just recently. I want you to give us a little bit more detail about this. What's the grand plan here of firing guys that want to pay attention to the Constitution, that took their oath seriously to protect and defend this country by way of law, that constitutional law, and to do no harm to the American citizens? I want to get your take on this. We got to take the top of the hour break. My guest today is Dr. Jim Garrell. Do you have a website, Jim?
Yeah, www.pinkpagodagirls.com. That's my philanthropic work.
All right. Let's take the break. We'll be back in about 6 minutes, so you have time to go get a cup of coffee and maybe even shovel some groceries down your throat. We'll take top of the hour break. We'll be back.